isn't Bommel mechanics a hidden variable theory? I mean, there are these no-go theorems which seem to rule out hidden variable approaches, right? So doesn't the Bell theorem, for example, or the Cauchon-Speckle theorem prove Bommel mechanics wrong?
The name hidden variable theories refers to theories that substitute or supplement the wave function of quantum mechanics by some other variable. This definition applies to Bommel mechanics as well, where the wave function of the quantum mechanics is supplemented by the actual position of the particles. Now you can decide by yourself whether the term hidden is appropriate or not for particle positions. No-go theorems are not general theorems about hidden variables as just defined, even if they are very often used when speaking in general terms about hidden variables. So to really understand the content of these theorems, one has to look at them closer. For example, Cauchon-Speckle theorem says that it's not possible to describe quantum mechanical observables by variables independent of the experimental setup. But in Bohmian mechanics, the outcomes of the experiments are described precisely by quantum mechanical observables, not by classical variables. So Bohmian mechanics is in perfect agreement with the theorem. Only positions are described by usual variables in addition to the wave function. But the Bohmian positions are the actual position occupied by the particles during the whole evolution, not the results of position measurements that are also described by quantum observables. In contrast, Bell's theorem can be formulated without even speaking about hidden variables. The theorem states that some prediction of quantum mechanics, well defined by several experiments, cannot be explained by any local theory. And Bohmian mechanics is non-local as well as quantum mechanics is. In fact, Bohmian mechanics inspired Bell to investigate non-locality, finally leading him to discover his famous inequalities. Bell was one of the most prominent proponents of Bohmian mechanics and wrote many articles explaining it in great detail. Bell's theorem is often misunderstood and reduced to a mere statement that excludes the possibility of substituting quantum mechanics with a local classical theory. Conversely, it is an extremely important result that requires us to change drastically our conception of the world, and that is the source of many difficulties in the reconciliation between quantum mechanics and relativity.